On this, the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Church around the world rejoices. We come together as believers of different cultures, different lands, different parts of the globe, all singing with one voice, a hymn of thanksgiving for the gifts and the graces we have received through our Mother Mary and through her Assumption. Today, God fulfills the words Mary spoke to Elizabeth in response to her greeting. He who is mighty has done great things for me. His word has been fulfilled. For many of our Christian brothers and sisters, today's solemnity can be a bit of a stumbling block, whether it's differences in theologies on who Mary is and her role in salvation, to this particular doctrine itself. To many, today doesn't make a lot of sense. So why does today matter? Why does the Church rejoice on this day? Why is today a holy day of obligation? For us, Mary has always been an image of the whole Church, the Church universal. The sinless virgin who, through her yes, her fiat, brought the baby Jesus into the world on that first Christmas morning, and then took care of him as he grew up and accompanied him every step of his mission. Though her heart was pierced throughout her life, she never wavered in her faith. She never changed her answer to the angel, wanting to back out, to say, no, this is too much. I can't do this. I'm doubting God's love. And she always stood by her son. The Church as a whole, then, has a similar relationship to us, the people of God, the mystical body of Christ. The Church continues to bring Christ into the world through the sacraments and through her many works of charity. All the works that the dioceses around the world do, the individual parishes and communities, all those works of charity and mercy bring Christ into the world, even if it's in the smallest of ways. Christ is born again. And with the Church's teachings and sacraments, the Church then cares for and accompanies us as we live out our vocations and we live the different ways that each of us has said yes to the Lord. And so today's solemnity is a foreshadowing of where the Church is heading. Just as God assumed Mary into heaven, body and soul, so too will God lift the whole Church to the heavenly banquet at the end of time. Mary's assumption, then, is really God's promise to all of us. A promise that when we build the kingdom of heaven, when we follow God's will and we're faithful to him and what he asks of us, when we say yes to him and no to the things of the world, then we too will follow her to the glories of heaven. And this is our great hope, that where Mary has been assumed, we too may follow. She's shown us the way. Now it's up to us to follow her and to live a life that enters into heaven. And if you're looking for that perfect model of Christian life, and all of us here wish we could be perfect, but we're not. Sorry to anyone who thinks that you are, but we're not perfect. But if we want that model of what we are to do, the best model we have is Mary. From her faithful yes to the angel, to her courage at standing at the foot of the cross, watching her son die in agony, to now being assumed into heaven, our Blessed Mother gives us the model of how to live a life that leads directly to her son, Jesus. Will we fall and make mistakes? Sure. But that's when she'll be there to pick us up. That's why we have the sacraments. And that's why God's forgiveness is so wide. This is also why it's important for all people to have a personal relationship with Mary. Whether you're someone who likes to pray the rosary every day, maybe every other day, maybe once a week, maybe you journal, Perhaps you just have quiet personal conversations in your prayer. Whatever it looks like for you, that's okay. But it's important to have that relationship because Mary is our great advocate and wants nothing more than to love us and to lead us into a relationship with her son. In her service to us and to the church, it didn't end at the Assumption. She didn't just follow God's will or live out her mission while on this earth. I dare say it continues in an even more powerful way now as she sits as the Queen of Heaven and intercedes on our behalf for the whole world. And so perhaps maybe it's been some time since you've talked to Mary. Maybe that rosary is a little dusty, or the Bible is a little dusty, and looking at the passages like we have from today with the great Magnificat. Maybe you haven't talked to her in a while. And today then becomes that opportunity to renew that relationship with our Blessed Mother. We all know what a special relationship it is between a child and a mother. It's the same for us and Mary. It's that same love, it's that same care, it's that same uniqueness. And it's through that relationship that we're led to Jesus. It's often said that the quickest way to Jesus is through Mary, because they have such a unique and close connection. So again, today is a day of great joy. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's almost the end of the week. The Packers play tonight. There's a lot of reasons to rejoice today, primarily because of the Assumption. Don't change my words, Paul. Primarily because of the Assumption. The church around the world rejoices, and we raise our voices in song to God. For in the Assumption, we're given a promise from God that where Mary has gone, we too may follow. The Assumption isn't just a good thing for Mary. This isn't just a celebration where we focus on her and say, hey, congratulations, good for you. It's not just that. We celebrate today because our hope has been renewed that God will raise us up and the church on that last day. God's given us a promise, and that alone should be cause of great joy. And so I'd like to close with a quote from St. John Paul II, from one of his homilies on today's feast. He said, "Taken up into heaven, Mary shows us the way to God, the way to heaven, the way to life. She shows it to her children baptized in Christ and to all people of goodwill. She opens this way especially to the little ones and to the poor, those who are dear to divine mercy. The Queen of the world reveals to individuals and to nations the power of the love of God, whose plan upsets that of the proud, pulls down the mighty from their thrones and exalts the humble, fills the hungry with good things, and sends the rich away empty." Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.